Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance, born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, and in the power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. Please stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, Lord.
Be gracious to us.
Help us, Lord.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
help us, Lord.
In all times of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, O Lord.
We poor sinners implore you
to hear us, O Lord,
to prosper the preaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
To draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
To turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
we implore you to hear us, O Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world,
have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace.
O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thus says the Lord, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of bondage.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs.
deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from the book of the prophet Joel, the second chapter. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land, and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus,
the founder and perfecter of our faith,
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame,
and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, the fifth chapter. Brothers, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Return to the Lord your God.
For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A brief meditation today on the words from our Old Testament reading, where the prophet Joel says, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." This is our text. All of Lent can be summed up with a single word. The word return. Return to the Lord your God. Every Ash Wednesday and all throughout Lent, we hear this call to return. It's interesting to me that the words of Lent don't begin on Ash Wednesday with a rebuke from God or with God denouncing us, but instead they begin with a plea, God pleading for us to come back. He's inviting us into the sheepfold again. Return. Where have we been that we need to return? Where have we wandered and gone astray? Where have we gotten lost or trapped? What ruts have we become stuck in? In heart and mind, we are often far away from the Lord our God, off in our own fears and nightmares, off in our own dreams and fantasies, off in our own preoccupations and plans. If you want to know where you've been, you need only look at what you have done with your time and with your treasures and with your talents. If you want to know where you've been, your credit card statement will tell you. Your browser history, your timeline, the list of shows you've watched will reveal it to you. Your spouse, your children, and your friends will tell you. And if they don't know where you've been, then they know where you haven't been. Return. First of all, before anything else, above all, return to the Lord your God. Because only when you return to the Lord your God will you really be able to return to your home and your work and your serving fully and freely. Return. What surprises me is that God doesn't put conditions on this word. He doesn't say, return when you've got your act together. He doesn't say, return when you've stopped being stupid and sinning. He doesn't say, return when you are fully, truly, perfectly repentant. He doesn't say, return when you put everything right that you've done wrong. He just says, return. And not next week, not tomorrow, but today. He calls us sinners to return to him. That's the amazing thing. He calls us dying people to return to him. And in returning, there's no need for us to make a show for him. There's no need for you to pretend that you're better than you are. There's no need to approach God like you're approaching someone for a job interview or a social media post. Just return. Return with your sin and shame. Return with your wounds and your brokenness. Return with your grief and sorrow. Return with whatever loss and weariness you feel in your soul. Bring all of it. Bring all of it to him. Because a broken and contrite spirit, God will not despise. Because a bruised reed, he will not break. And a faintly burning wick, he will not quench. Because he has rest for those who labor and are heavy laden. And he promises to lift your burdens. Return as you are, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. But do take heart with this promise from God. He won't leave you as you are. He won't leave you with your sins. And he will not leave you with your death. And he will not leave you with your sorrows. He will not leave you with your brokenness. Oh, he will take those things from you. Return to the Lord your God. for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And so it is today. Today the Lord your God shows you his grace. Today the Lord your God gives you his mercy. Today the Lord your God is slow to anger with you and abounds in steadfast love toward you. Because this is the kind of God we have. It is his nature to forgive, to relent, to show mercy and love even to sinners. And he has more life to give you today than you have death. And he has more forgiveness to give you today than you've got sin. And one thing he never says when you come and show up here, he never says, "What? You here again for forgiveness?" He simply says, "Come, because I've got more of what you need." And he throws his arms around you and he welcomes you home. So return and receive. Wherever we've been, whatever we've done, today he wants you to remember where he has been. He's been to the cross, this Lord of yours. And he didn't wander. He didn't get distracted. He didn't take a wrong turn when he set his face to go to the cross. He marched toward death, resolute, steadfast, to go to the death that was waiting for you, but got him instead. The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. The master pays the debt his servants owe him. The sinless Son of God dies in sadness. Yes, we are dying people living. We are dying people living in the midst of dying people. But he is the one who died and lives for you and for me. And we are marked with the sign of his cross. The good shepherd who calls us to return and who comes that we might have his forgiveness. We hear his voice and we come back. Let this whole season of Lent be for each and every one of you a time of returning to him, each and every day coming home to him, because he delights to welcome you home. Return. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, you desire not the death of a sinner, but rather that we would turn from our evil ways and live. Turn us again, O God of our salvation, and let your anger cease from us. Spare us from every evil to body and soul. Look graciously on your church and preserve the gospel among us. Renew us in this penitential season to strive against the desires of the flesh, to grow in the joy of your salvation, and to look in love and service toward our neighbors, especially those of the household of faith. Look graciously on the families of our congregation. Defend your holy estate of marriage against every enemy that would divide. Strengthen parents for their duties, especially bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, and preserve us all faithful to the end. Look graciously on our nation and its leaders, all civil servants and those who protect us and work for the common good. Drive away all disease and fear from us. Grant peace, we pray, O Lord. Behold in mercy all who are sick, who suffer, and who rejoice, especially being with our sister April Gendron in her recovery. And be with all expectant mothers, all whose labor is dangerous, the unemployed, those near death, and those who mourn. Give comfort to us who are dust and must return to dust, that a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. Trusting in his mercy, bring us in repentance and faith to your altar to eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ,
Lamb of God,
you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. O Christ, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Amen.
Take me to the
Take these true body of Christ and give them to the best of you. Take bread and blood of Christ, shed for you, and give them to the body of Christ. Take these the true body of Christ and give them to the best of you. Take bread and true blood of Christ, shed for you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
We speak together the words of the Nunc Dimittis. Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant in peace, as you have promised. For my eyes have seen the salvation you prepared before the face of all people. A light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We thank you, all-powerful God, for refreshing us with this healing gift. And we pray, Father of mercy, by this holy food, make us strong in faith toward you and in deep love for each other, that through us other beloved sinners may kneel to you and receive with us grace and life in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one eternal God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.